We're not in regular times. Everybody is required afid to tell you to change his mode of behavior. Which means to be mitzvoyin out, we can be soizer to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. Even though we went through the 50-day period of Kilvah to our Kodesh Baruch Hu, pay attention to what you're doing in the course of the day, and you will find that there are things that you do better. One of the things we is after Afid Kamoicha, to feel more for the tzaddik of so many Jews, so many families that lost members of the families, and so many that are in captivity, soldiers that are in danger right now all over the north and the south. We have in our kehillah, we have some of the boys of the kehillah that are there. The grievous, Moshe, who else is there? Just Moshe ben Chanaleya. He asked me why we spell for him more than anybody else. There's a little feeler that you have to do it real. If you do it dry, it's worth very little. If somebody close to you, you do it more real. So you spell for the ones that are close to you together with everybody else. Not only the spell for you, but for everybody. Somebody you know, there was daily show when people gave them names. They asked, who is it? I wonder if so somebody close to you, it makes it more powerful feeler. Feeler is a live thing, it's not something that just we do. But the Zohar is just too. We're talking to Kodesh Baruch Hu, pouring out a feeling to Kodesh Baruch Hu. He says, before Mashiach comes, Ein lo yishon al v'inu sheva shemayim. That's the Ikir Shtadu. V'inu sheva shemayim. Nothing else. Okay, the Tirz Yizayim is an important thing. He went to Makkah to make sure you have the water poured on your entire hand till now. It's a good thing to start doing it. The average person does not do Tirz Yizayim properly. Make sure that the whole hand gets wet. Moist is tired. Good thing. Kamavan, it's important to also for us, Yishanam and Yishamayim, to be in a good mood. People are agitated and nervous. It has a detrimental effect on those around them. And that's part of after Echad Kamoicha. The person has to work on himself to be in a pleasant mood and chazak those around him. Show them that by action that we feel that we're in good hands, we're hands of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, even though we're going through a terrible Midas Hadin. Even the Midas Hadin. So I mentioned there was a missile that landed in Ramat Dalit right next to four caravans and didn't explode in Geneva. And everybody had their tzuyus. One of the big tzuyus that those caravans had, it was a big machlokes. And there was no reason for any of the sides to compromise before. They were very right. Things were not done properly. They got together, they made a compromise to show them. How about everyone learn from that and do things between them, within the family, outside of the family. You compromise, you always must be. Shmoy shall go to show them. Waiting for everybody else to make show them, we don't do it ourselves. It's not a good thing. We'll show them. The opinions that say that it's not required not to be mafia between the tears and dying on Moisik and the Valley Paskin. That you have to be careful not to talk between Yishuv and the Moitzi. Not only not to talk, but also not just to sit around for a long time in between. I'm about to say also one should not speak. One can answer amen on somebody else's bracha. One should die between Yishuv and the Moitzi. If you've been hugging, the went to the bathroom before the Yishuv dying of the Suda. And one of the sheep is called Nishnaka, one of the Dan Shavu goes differently. Since you have to wash your hands for two things, for going to the bathroom and for the suda, you wash your hands, make it here as you're dying, then afterwards you say Ashayotza, before the bread. Because, like we're saying, the hefsek between the Yisudayim and the bread is a whole discussion, and there's a need for the mafsek to say a bracha, Ashayotza, which you shouldn't push off, that is a fulfilled way to do things. Anything, one thing we learn from here, how important it is, not to be mafia between going to the bathroom and washing your hands and saying Ashayotza. You get a phone call, you can wait till after. You get a phone call in the middle of the bracha, don't listen to it. Your machine's blinking away day and night. Start being a normal human being. Don't listen to it. So the point of Mr. Brewer is the best thing, he says, you should wash your hands repetitively. You're not doing the regular things of time, say Ashayotza. And then afterwards, wash with the kli.
After your shoes or something.